last night in the Tarawih Salat, the 21st para was recited, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the beginning, before this he had mentioned about Qiyamah, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will take a person to task. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that إِلَيْهِ يُرَدُّ عِلْمُ سَاعَةً. All knowledge is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Qiyamah will take place also, this is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahabi goes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asks him, when is Qiyamah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't worry about that, what have you prepared for Qiyamah? So that's what we should be worried about. What actions have I done for my Qiyamah, for my death? Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the nature of man, that when difficulty comes to him, then he becomes mayus, he loses hope, and he forgets about the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when some goodness comes to him, then he doesn't attribute it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he attributes it to himself. He says, this is my effort, I did this here. And he forgets about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he forgets about the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in this world, Allah has made many signs, fil afaqi wa fi anfusim, in man's life also, and in the atmosphere also. Clear signs Allah has made of the Quran, hatta yatabayyana lahum annahu al-haq. It will become clear to people that the Quran Sharif is the truth. Many things the Quran Sharif has mentioned, today modern science is only finding out now. And there are many things which people do not know now. Later on in life they will find out, and what it's mentioned is made of it in the Quran Sharif. So we've got full yaqeen. The Quran Sharif openly, over and over as time goes, people are coming to find out the things which are mentioned in the Quran Sharif. So this is the true miracle of the Quran Sharif. There's not one thing wrong in the Quran. There are many things in the Quran Sharif which people said that is completely against what's happening around. The scientists have said something like this here. And after 300 years, 400 years, they found that what the scientists were saying was completely wrong. What was mentioned in the Quran Sharif was 100% correct. So our yaqeen must be in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next surah is Surah Shura. In here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions all the surahs that start with Hamim, and they are giving da'wah towards the Quran Sharif. But they have got different subject matters. The subject matter here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent wahi and revelation to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like how he has sent to the past Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, with the same message they had come. What the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tawheed, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ وَحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًا. We have sent to you the Quran in the Arabic language. And the object is لِتُنْذِرَ أُمَّ الْقُرَى. So that you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can warn the people of Makkah Mukarramah and the people around Makkah Mukarramah, in the whole world. And you can warn them of the day of Qiyamah, in which there is no doubt at all. One group will be in Jannah, one group will be in Jahannam. This is the what you must come and warn the people. The ulama say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given two forms of wahi and revelation. If Allah wanted to, he could have sent the kitab down to us directly, the Quran Sharif. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِتُنْذِرَ, that you must warn the people. It shows you that the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining to us the Quran Sharif. In the Quran, if a person is looking for salat, how to perform salat, he never find it. We'll have to go to the words and the act practices of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is called the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then this was firstly the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his actions, they are protected in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this also is a miracle of Islam. No other nation has got how the words of their Nabi, but complete sanad, chain of transmitters right from their Nabi. This is the speciality of the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the end, then the wahi of which is the Quran Sharif, that's 100% divinely protected. The words also, the meanings also. But regarding to the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is also protected as a whole. But there are certain hadith which also are fabricated, certain hadith which are weak. There are different gradings of it. In there we get two groups also. The one group, they completely deny the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they say this Quran is sufficient for us, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained in the hadith. Some people will come, and they are, in today's time we call them Ahl al-Quran. They say this Quran is sufficient for us, and they are not prepared to accept the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some other people, they accept the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they only accept some very limited amount. Any hadith you show them, they say it's da'if, it's weak. And they don't even know the meaning of da'if. You ask them what's the meaning of da'if, they tell you it means weak. You must tell a person you're a big ignoramus. Because da'if doesn't mean weak. The literal meaning of da'if is weak. But this is a technical term, which comes in the kitab of hadith. If certain hadith which do not meet certain criteria, they are called da'if. And if they meet certain criteria, they are called sahih. If you want to translate the word in English and say it means weak. And there are certain sahih hadith, which is not permissible for a person to practice upon. There are certain reasons, only a certain time a person can practice upon it. So it's not sufficient to open Bukhari Sharif, say it is a hadith here. Because we are not commanded to follow the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We won't find one hadith which says, follow the hadith. We are commanded to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sunnah is the practices of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which has passed down from the whole ummah. And the sunnah is derived from the hadith. It's taken out from the hadith, extracted, and it's a practice of the sahaba, tabi'in, tabi tabi'in. So a person can't just follow one hadith. So many people, unfortunately, today, they'll see a hadith say da'if. It's weak. You can't practice on this. So a person must be very, very careful. A hadith being da'if doesn't mean you can't practice upon it. Some da'if hadith is more stronger than sahih hadith also, and the person has to practice upon it. The whole ummah has been practicing. And some sahih hadith also is not permissible for a person to practice upon it. Maybe it was a speciality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maybe it has been abrogated. So a person must not become deceived by these words. Some people come and tell you flowery words, and they read one, two books. They don't even know Arabic language, and they try to pass themselves off as great, great ulama, etc. So we should be very particular about this here, that hadith being da'if. Some people will tell you faza'il amal, that kitab is only da'if hadith in there. As the Shaykh al-Hadith, the author of the kitab, he taught hadith for 44 years, he taught Bukhari Sharif for 44 years. So he didn't know what's a da'if hadith and what's a sahih hadith. As I mentioned, da'if hadith, in many cases, the person can follow it, can practice upon it. So a person comes and tells you that kitab, don't follow it, for that it's only full of da'if hadith. He doesn't know understand the meaning of da'if hadith, which hadith can be followed, which hadith cannot be followed. So we should be very, very particular and save ourselves, confine us from the ulama-i kiram before getting into doubt. And on the other hand, you get certain people, the other extreme, they, any hadith, even if it's mawdu, fabricated, they just quote those hadiths, and many of them are against the sahaba radiallahu anhum, against the important usools and principles of deen. This also is completely misguidance. The person has to be very, very careful. I'm not in both extremes. We are the Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'at. We follow the middle path. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O Nabi of Allah, we have sent this Quran Sharif to you. You must warn the people. So the Quran is just as important, and the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is as important. By this, the person will be rightly guided. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah has given us this deen, and the same deen which came to Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, that the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given da'wah towards us here. Wastaqim kama umirt. After giving da'wah, you remain steadfast on your path. وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ أَهْوَاءَهُمْ. And do not follow the desires and the wishes of the other people, the people of falsehood. Be very, very careful. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned certain of his qualities, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who accepts tawbah from his bandas and servants. Any weaknesses a person has got, Allah forgives it, Allah overlooks it. Allah knows exactly very well what you are doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who answers the du'as, and he accepts the amal and actions of those who have got iman and do good actions. And Allah gives them much, much more. Allah increases them. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who are not prepared to accept this wahi and revelation, then difficulties will come upon them in this life. وَمَا أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُوا عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Whatever difficulties and afflictions are coming to you in this world, generally it is because what your hands have earned, because of your gunas in a sense. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ya'afu an kaseer, in great abundance Allah ta'ala forgives people. He overlooks many, many weaknesses and faults. Allah ta'ala is punishing you and putting you in difficulty so that you will turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will realize, I've got my weakness and I will make tawbah and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says one great reason why people are not prepared to accept the wahi and revelation is because of the things of this dunya. So Allah ta'ala says, وَفَمَا أُتِيتُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Whatever you have been granted in this world, فَمَتَاهُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. There are some goods to be utilized in this worldly life. Some mata, something which has got no value in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. It's a thing of utilization which a person must take benefit for, but it has got no value. Whatever is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khayru wa abqa, it's far, far better, and it will remain forever and forever. But for people who have got qualities, what qualities they have got? Number one, لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, they have got the quality of iman. Number two, عَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ, they only place their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They realize everything is happening only by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, وَالَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِمُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَحِشِ, they abstain from major sins and all kinds of immoral actions. Immoral actions here is referring especially to the lust, the gunas and sins of lust, of fornication, etc., masturbation, and all other kinds of sins like that. They're looking at women, or they at a khair mahram woman, strange woman, looking at them, and the person has got evil intentions, they're fantasizing, etc. All of these are included in fawahish. And وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُهُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ, they've got the anger. Every human being has got anger. But when the anger comes over them, يَغْفِرُونَ, immediately they forgive, they overlook the person. And وَالَّذِينَ اسْتَجَابُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ, as soon as the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, they are prepared to accept it. وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ, and they are performing their salah, not only performing, trying to perfect their salah. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ, when they make any decisions, they're not from their own raya and their own opinion, but they make mashura amongst themselves. And وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and they are spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala what Allah has granted them. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَهُمُ الْبَغْيُ هُمْ يَنْتَصِرُونَ, and if somebody has made zulm and oppression upon them, at certain times also they can take revenge. Islam has given permission. Exactly how that person has caused harm to you, you can take revenge to that amount. But Allah Ta'ala says, فَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, person who makes maaf, he forgives, and he tries to cement the relationship, his reward is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will give him great, great rewards by overlooking a person, making a person laugh. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but if you take revenge also, there is no blame upon you. The blame is upon those people who are making zulam and oppression upon other people. They are the ones who are doing wrong. So you can take revenge. There is no problem at all. But if you have got the quality of sabr, and you make a maaf, you forgive that person, this is a quality of great strength and courage within a person. It is very, very beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this wahi and revelation Allah has sent down to us, it is he because he owns the whole world. Lillahi mulku samawati wal ard. The heavens and the earth are all in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates as He wants to. يَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ ذُكُورًا. Allah grants to some people daughters, and Allah ta'ala grants to some people men. Only two places in the Quran Sharif where Allah mentions woman first. This is one place in the Quran Sharif. And here Allah ta'ala mentions daughters for why? Because many people in Jahiliyyah felt, if I got a daughter, it's an embarrassment, it's a disgrace. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it's a very, very great honor. Allah mentioned the woman folk first here. That Allah gives us a hiba, it's a gift from the side of Allah ta'ala when a child is born. It's a great gift of Allah ta'ala. Some people got daughters, some people got sons. Some people Allah says they give both of them, sons and daughters. وَيَجْعَلُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ أَقِيمًا. And some people I make them barren, I don't give them any children at all. This is also a mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ قَدِيرٌ. Allah has got full knowledge. He knows why He gives some people daughters, why He gives some people sons, why He gives some people both, and why He gives some people nothing at all. And Allah has got qadir, He's got qudrat and power to give whatever He wants to, but He's got knowledge also. That is why Allah ta'ala is giving you in that way. So a person must be happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many people, they have no children also, they become upset. And they do sometimes haram things also to try to get children. And on the other hand, some people who have daughters, they feel very embarrassed because of this. Maybe not in our country, we see it so much, but in many places of the world, still today. And their whole face changes when they hear they're getting a daughter. They feel like ill luck and an ill omen. Our Buzrugs have mentioned, one Tabi says, that min yumnil marati tabkiruha bi unsa. From the good fortune of a woman, is that the first child she gets is a daughter. Doesn't mean to get a son is bad, but just to show, because Allah has mentioned daughters first in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala grants to a person. The next surah is Surah Zukhruf, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the Quran, that many people are turning away from the Quran Sharif. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, because of you turning away, Allah will not stop that wahi and revelation. Allah's ahsan and kindness upon us, Allah will continue sending that wahi and revelation down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions many of His bounties, how Allah created the heavens and the earth. Allah has created conveyances for us, and we should recite the dua when we are going on our conveyance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have given you many, many physical bounties. So for your ruhani, spiritual side also, definitely I have to give you something, because that's much, much more important. So the Quran Sharif, when you have not believed in me, and I have not taken away these bounties, so how can I take the Quran away from you? I'm still giving you the Quran Sharif, in spite of the fact that many of you are turning away from the Quran Sharif. This is the great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, another reason why people turn away from the Quran is because they are following their forefathers who are misguided. And they say, we're staying on our forefathers' path, no matter what happens. My father did this, it was completely wrong, misguided, he had no knowledge. But still a person is following it. And customs also stem from the same thing, where a person is following his forefathers who are misguidance. Allah Ta'ala gives the example of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he told his people and his fathers, I'm turning away from you people, I'm not prepared to accept. The example of Ibrahim alayhi salam is in front of us. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if it wasn't for the fact that all the people would have become one ummat, all gone on kufr and disbelief, Allah would have made for the people of kufr and disbelief, لِبُيُوتِهِمْ سُقُفًا مِنْ فِدَّةٍ. He would have made in their houses roofs and stairs which they are climbing upon, and the doors and all the couches in the house, all of the stairs which they are reclining, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have made it of gold and silver. Because the gold and silver has got no value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Jannah it will be the trunks of the trees, it will be bricks in Jannah. So bricks that has no value in a person's sight normally. It's something which is small. So Allah Ta'ala says, this is like the example of the gold and silver in this world. It's not even worth like bricks in this world. So a person gets very, very happy, I got so much of money. Allah Ta'ala says, this is not the sign of acceptance in our sight. وَإِن كُلُّ ذَلِكَ لَمَّا مَتَاهُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. These are only the things to be utilized in this worldly life. But they are not things of honor and respect. So a person mustn't become affected by these things. So Allah would have given the kuffar all of these things. But it was only because man, unfortunately, by nature, he loves wealth. All the people would have gone towards kufr besides a very small group of people. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has distributed rozi in the world, sustenance. He gives the pious, also He gives the impious. But it is not a sign of acceptance in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you will turn away from the dhikr of Rahman, from the Quran Sharif, and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا. You will place the shaitan, who will be together with you, he will become your sati and partner. He will stop you from the path of righteousness, and you will think you are on the right path. But when you will come on the day of Qiyamah, then you will regret and you will say, if only between me and you, there was a distance between the east and the west, what a bad companion you was, and what harm you caused to me, you took me on the wrong path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter mentions about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Firaun who had tried, and he said there's rivers which are flowing in Misr. It's under my control, I control it, I own it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him in the same river, he destroyed him. Today what a person feels is mine, and he got pride over and arrogance. Normally Allah ta'ala uses the same thing to destroy a person. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the day of Qiyamah, that the only people who will save us, Allah khillahu yawma idhin ba'aduhum li ba'din aduun illa al-muttaqeen. All your friends on the day of Qiyamah will become your enemies. They will have hatred for you, they'll run away from you, they won't benefit you at all. Illa al-muttaqeen, except the pious people. If you had the company and the companionship of pious people, they were your friends. Inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah also, they will intercede on your behalf. They will try to help and assist a person. And on that day, it's a very, very, very frightening day. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the people of Jannah, Allah ta'ala says, enter Jannah, you and your wives, tuhbarun, with great enjoyment. And according to some Mufassirin, you'll be having singing songs and music also will be 100% permissible for a person in the life of the year after. That is on condition a person did not listen to music in this world. According to one narration, a person who listens to music in this world, he'll be deprived of it in the year after. So even he'll be in Jannah also, Allah won't give him that great bounty, that enjoyment. And illa man tawa, a person who makes tawbah from music, etc., he'll be granted these bounties in the year after. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the next surah, Surah Dukhan, there are great virtues also for reciting Surah Dukhan, especially on the night of Jummah. Tonight is the night of Jummah. You should try to recite Surah Dukhan. 70,000 angels will make dua for a person till the next morning if a person recites the surah. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that those who do not follow Quran Sharif, in this worldly life also they go through difficulties. Like the Dukhan, a smoke which had come in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the people went through some difficulties. And then after Allah mentions that in the akhirat also, there is a very, very severe and painful punishment for those who are not prepared to accept the wahi and revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The example is given here of Firaun and his people. They were drowned in this world year also. And the year after, all the gardens and the rivers and the plantations and what in what, they had ni'mat and bounties. Everything they had left behind in this world. And they have gone in the ground now. فَمَا بَكَتَ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضُ. Neither the heavens are crying over them nor the earth. And nobody is caring about them at all. And the difficulty they will go through in the qabr and the grave. So similarly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions here about Jannat and Jahannam. The people of Jahannam, what difficulties they will go through, the food of Jahannam. And how the boiling water will be poured over a person's head. And he'll be mocked and taunted at, Khuzuk, taste this here, enjoy it now. You are very, very honorable in this world. This is what you had doubt about. You never believe in the akhirat. You had doubt about it. You were not convinced. On the other hand, the people of taqwa and piety, Allah has kept for them the place where they will be completely safe. In gardens and in rivers they will be saying, the best kind of clothing they will be wearing. Who will get them married to the most beautiful woman, the woman of Jannah, the white-eyed damsels of Jannah. Whatever fruits they want, they will call to it. And they will be eating that thing with great, great enjoyment. And they will not taste death. There will not be any fear of death at all. And Allah will save them from the adab of Jahannam. فَذْلَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. This is only the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which Allah will bestow to a person. In the last surah, Surah Jatiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions also the zillat and disgrace a person will have to go through if he will not follow the shariat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have given you the shariat. فَاتَّبِعْهَا وَلَا تَّبِعْ أَهْوَى الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Follow the shariat in the path of deen. Do not follow the path of those people who have got no knowledge. Do not follow their desires. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there are many, many people who have made their desires their God. Whatever their desires say, they're following the day. This is also one God, which a person has to come out. And they say, مَا هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا. Our only life is this life of this world. We will die and we live. We've got nothing else. Just the object is to enjoy ourselves in this world. There's no other life of the year after. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they have got no knowledge. On the day of Qiyamah will come, Jafiyah. People will be sitting on their knees before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be completely disgraced and embarrassed. So a person must prepare for that day. And he must have fear for that day. On the day of Qiyamah, it will be said to a person, أَنَنْسَاكُمْ كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. We will forget you like how you forgot the day of Qiyamah. وَمَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ. Your place now is the fire of Jahannam. You won't have any help and assistance. And the reason for it is, because you took the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a mock. You laughed at it. And this worldly life deceived and fooled a person. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the deception of this worldly life. And to follow the wahi and revelation which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah we will recite a hadith regarding the virtues of dhikr. Qala an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la ilaha illallah, la yasbiquha amalun, wa la tatruku dhanban. Rawahu ibn Majah. Hazrat Umme Hani radiyallahu anha اس سے روایت فرماتی ہے کہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ لا الہ الا اللہ سے نہ تو کوئی عمل بھر سکتا ہے اور نہ یہ کلمہ کسی گناہ کو چھوڑ سکتا ہے. نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم has said, no deed can excel the recitation of la ilaha illallah, and this kalima lets no sin remain unforgiven.
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, no deed can excel the recitation of La ilaha illallah, and this kalima lets no sin remain unforgiven.
Inshallah, keeping this hadith in mind, let us make our dhikr. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم أنا جليس من ذكرني كل مراه جايك ميدانه توهي توهو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب غل درد دل ہو غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم الہی دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے سوائے تیرے کسی پر میری نظر نہ رہے تو کر بے خبر ساری خبروں سے مجھ کو الہی رہوں ایک خبردار تیرا الہی عطا ذر درد دل کے مرتائے بے درد بیمار تیرا کوئی تجھ سے کچھ کوئی کچھ چاہتا ہے میں تجھ سے ہوں یا رب طلبگار تیرا نہیں دونوں عالم سے کچھ مجھ کو مطلب تو ہی مطلوب میں ہوں طالب تیرا اتا غم رکھوں میر امداد حق سے تجھے غم ہے کیا کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات جن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کر دے وہ مجھ کو اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا اور کچھ نہیں مانگتا ہوں ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے بڑھ کر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھ کو دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں
تیرے سوا معبود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا موجود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مقصود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں تیرے سوا مشہود حقیقی کوئی نہیں ہے کوئی نہیں اب تو رہے بس تاج میں آخر ورد زبان میرے الہ اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 اليس اللہ بکافی العبد اللہ 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 وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب اللہ 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 ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد الله 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 كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام
لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد ومرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في على درجة الجنة جنة الخلد اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم جزى الله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين